Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrne, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrne Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. When is exact not good enough? Let me give you an example. My driver's license expires this year, and I got a letter from the New Hampshire Department of Motor Vehicles announcing that I was eligible to renew online. It's a new program of theirs, and the letter informed me that if I had a special magic number in the upper left-hand corner of my letter, I was eligible to renew my license online. As soon as I read this and saw my magic number, I was so over this. I mean, who wouldn't want to avoid going to the DMV in the middle of winter and having your picture taken with hat head? Just think, I could stay forever young. Well, forever young and hideous as I look at my current driver's license picture. So I'm into this. I pulled all my stuff together. I've got my magic number. I've got my driver's license. I've got the letter. I've got the credit card. I go online. I enter my magic number. And the questions arrive. Number one, what is the name on your driver's license? Piece of cake, I'm home free, Myrna Milani, I enter. Then I enter the number on my driver's license and the date when I got it and some other information. And each time I go on to the next screen and I'm starting to get giddy now. I'm thinking, oh, I can do this. I am going to get a license and I won't have to deal with this for another 5 years. And I'm going to do this in a matter of minutes, just as promised. So I answer all the questions and then I come to the page I'm sure you're all familiar with if you've had to ever fill out any government forms. It's the one in which you swear that all the information you've given is 100% true. And if you lie, you're guilty of perjury, and they will cut off your ears, pack them in coarse salt, and send them to your grandchildren, or other loved ones, as the case may be. Again, I'm thinking piece of cake. But on this particular computerized form, there are a list of things. And beside each one, you have to click yes or no. I expected number one to say that the name on your driver's license is correct, yes or no. But it did not say that. It said that the name on your driver's license is your full name. Well, it's not. It does not include my middle name that my parents gave me. It does not include my maiden name, which I've used professionally. Now what? If I say that the name on my driver's license is my full name, I know I can renew my license online, but it's also a lie. It's not my full name. So there I am. Do I lie or don't I lie? I didn't lie. I entered no. And as soon as I did, I might as well have just logged out and skipped it because I knew exactly what was going to happen. The program assumed that the full name was on the driver's license, even though I've had the driver's license for over 30 years and this has never been an issue. So I got kicked out, and this nasty thing comes up in red, always in red, saying you blew it, you've got to go stand in line. But now I'm curious. So I emailed the DMV and asked what I should have done. And the reply I got was, you should have lied. Easy for them to say. They're not the ones who are going to get their ears cut off if they get stopped by some anal cop for having a headlight out. So then I wrote back to the DMV, just out of curiosity, what is a married woman's or a formerly married woman's full name? Is it the middle name, the one her parents gave her? Or is it the maiden name that she may have used exclusively from the time she was married, whether she's married now or not? Needless to say, I didn't get any reply. Now, at this point, you might be thinking, who cares? Or you might be thinking, who cares if you're a guy and you only have one middle name and you don't have to deal with this garbage. But aside from that, and relative to the DMV, I am what they might rightfully think of as noise. I am something that dwells in that area that was not addressed in their digital system. Their system based on little switches that are either on or off, yes or no. Currently, we live in a digital society that's dominated by digital thinking. And the same thing is true with animals. Training systems, you either use reward or punishment. There are your two options. If you don't use reward, you punish. Your animal either has a medical problem or a behavioral problem. The idea that your animal's medical and behavioral problems are intertwined and that they both have to be dealt with simultaneously, this does not compute. This is noise. And the pendulum just keeps swinging back and forth and back and forth. Digital thinking can't deal with noise. And what is noise? Relative to our animals and to their health and behavior, noise is a good history, a comprehensive history, not a problem-oriented history, a history that looks at the whole situation, all the possible alternatives, all the variables. That's what noise is. When you're dealing with real life, exact, yes, no, reward, punishment, medical, behavioral, it's just not good enough.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore, by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Katova Arts, www.katova.com.